This is Susan V. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Dan Hicks of Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. Hi there. How are you?
Hi, good.
So, Dan, just a couple of questions. Could you compare and contrast Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks then and now?
Okay. Well, I've been doing this more contemporary Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks now since about 1999. So I was prompted to get the name going again and get some lady singers with me. And I had disbanded the band back in 74 or 73, the original group. So mm-hmm. when I signed with Surf Dog, the guy there kind of talked me into maybe getting that going again and using the name and all that. To compare, well, I can say maybe it's twofold, you know, it's sort of like what it was the inside of it. Like, in other words, I feel like I'm a better band leader and I'm making more arrangements myself than I did then, more instrumental arrangements as far as contributing to the sound. There's things like that, and I think I'm singing better and that kind of stuff to compare with the other thing. And the people... that was a great group I had at the beginning, back in the 70s. So, you know, I think the quality of everybody has been maintained as far as, like, violin and just the instruments and the voices. So hopefully I'm making just as good a sound. Mm-hmm. I think it is a little bit more jazzy. I've been, you know, now, it's 30 years later or something,
yeah.
25. So I've been singing all that time, and mm-hmm. I've been doing more jazz in a separate project I call Bayside Jazz, and it's a rhythm section plus my voice. So I got those chops up, I think. I listen to the old stuff, and I'm kind of I sound like I'm kind of simplifying it to me back then. Of course, it's hard to get stuff on record. It's hard to get your greatest performance on a record, you know? I mean, you just sort of do what you can do that day in the studio. You kind of sing it. But you know you've sung it better before, and you'll sing it better tomorrow night, you know, at the Galaxy Club. And like that. So comparing, I guess the basic thing is I feel more organized now, and no kind of a substance abuse going on or anything like those old days. And I think that was sort of like you kind of had to abuse a few substances.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Somebody puts something in front of you, what are you going to do? Not do it? Yeah, of course you're going to do it. You're 27 years old and you know, the night is young. Come on. So, but I'm not doing any of that stuff, and the people I have are pretty straight, too. And so I don't know. Comparing it, I think I like to be on the stage more consistently now. You know, there have been times when I didn't really want to be up there and kind of had to do it and did it. But now I always seem to kind of, for sure, like it up on stage. And so that's kind of the comparison, I think.
Thanks for the wrap-up.
Yeah.
So performers like you... are leaving their labels in droves, going straight to the people on the internet or in concert. Why do you think your relationship with Surf Dog has worked so well?
Well, Surf Dog's been a kind of, I think, a good fit for me in ways, although they're a little bit more rock and roll than I am. You know, I'm kind of their one folk jazz guy or something, and a little older and like that. But I think it's been a good fit. It wouldn't be like something I would desire to kind of take on my own label or do all that business stuff and have all that to do. You know, I guess I'm kind of old school. I've always had one label or another, or some periods no label. You know, I've been on different. Just a minute.
Can you be either in or out?
Let me see. Labels. I like being on a label. I like you know the stuff. And they're good at publicity and marketing and packaging and distribution and you know, and they come up with some money for the studio.
Mm-hmm. So it works.
Stuff. So I'm good with that.
So what do you think is
and
the
besides
reason?
That? Let me just add this. I'm not really a computer guy and an internet guy, which you have to kind of be. I don't have a computer yet. I mean, I'm still, like I said, I'm kind of old school. So you know, with all that stuff, I don't. You know, I'm just not really tuned in to be like doing stuff in cyberspace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how do you explain the fact that you, along with Mick Jagger, along with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, and Simon and Garfunkel and Paul Simon for that matter, why do you think you guys still have legs? Why are you packing out shows? What is the reason, you know, how do you explain the sort of 60s gun, new millennium popularity?
Thanks for including me amongst those people. I'm sure my crowds are a bit smaller than the Stones or something. But we do, I don't know, I guess then, you know, it's like, I mean, people tell me my stuff is timeless or something, and it's hard for me to, I don't know what to say or think, you know. I just kind of make the music, and to me, good music is timeless, you know. So good
yes.
is good anytime. I mean, I can listen to something in 1930 and listen to something that was made now and that kind of stuff, and I don't think, wow, what? Usually, if it's good, I'm just listening to how good it is, you know, not how old it is. But that's my personal, you know, music likes, dislikes. And I don't know, just being out there and doing it, it helps too, I think. You know, I've been traveling a lot for the last, well, you know, enough for the last 10 years and putting out product, and, people are coming and they like me and they say it's like kind of like a cult following or something, you know, which beats a blank, you know, and so I'll take that. I'm not really a household word or mainstream or anything, but the people do come, and there's a bunch of loyal fans, and people express themselves to me, you know, about it, and so it feels good. And thankfully, you know, I'm not somebody that you know, books a gig and then just a handful of people show up. I mean,
yeah,
I think maybe part of it I'm thinking here is the delivery, you know, I continue to deliver. I'm not one of these people where they go like, hey, you know, I saw Dan Hicks the other night. Man, it kind of sucked, you know. I mean, he's kind of lost it or something. Almost wanted my money back. You know, there was no enthusiasm, and, you know, they barely talked to the audience, and his songs were kind of uninspired, and, you know, I don't think I'm going to go back to see him again. Well, that's not happening with me. I'm kind of like getting out there with these... with the lickettes and, you know, if you like my kind of stuff, if you're looking for heavy metal, you know, you're not going to stay. You stay about half a song and leave, you know. But if you like this stuff like I do, and it's jazzy and folky and it's interesting and it's kind of intelligent and all those things, then you like it.
Okay. Case in point, excuse me, your latest CD, Tangled Tales, is garnering rave reviews. Everything I read was just superlative. Could you talk about some of that music, how you put it together, and is there a thread uniting all of the 12 cuts?
I don't know if there's a thread. The thread was come up with some songs, you know. I could make a thread if I had to. You know, the thread was we should put out a record, and you know, what can I give the company to, you know? So I submitted quite a few songs, and it kind of got eventually, you know, whittled itself down. Some of the songs were just sort of like newer stuff that had never been recorded, and some of them were ones that had only been recorded with a band that I had, Acoustic Warriors, and back in 94, I think, and didn't have the girl singers and stuff, so that kind of warranted doing those, and they were good tunes. And the album that was released with Acoustic Warriors was kind of minimum distribution, so I didn't feel like, you know, the whole world had heard those songs too many times to not do them. So to me, they were fresh new tunes. And then we picked a couple kind of cover things of Bob Dylan, you know, tune Subterranean. That was chosen because of this movie, you know, I'm Not Here, I'm
Yes.
Not There.
Yes.
So we had a live concert to connect with that, a couple of places, New York City and here, actually where I live in Mill Valley, California.
Mm-hmm.
Film festival kind of thing, and they had a live concert. And so I did that song with the band, and it came out good, so we decided to include that. And, you know, just really picking songs for the album, really. I mean, that's kind of, and we're fortunate enough to get some cool guests. The guys that live around here, actually in Northern California mostly, David Grisman and Roy Rogers, the slide guy, and Charlie Musselwhite.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped for its popularity too, I think. And
I'm sure. Grisman is really popular in Telluride.
Oh, good.
Has been really popular, you know, for his bluegrass appearances.
I mean, I believe
so.
It.
What are you looking forward to most about returning to Telluride?
Well, you know, the whole idea of playing a jazz festival is appeals to me. I can get put into different categories. You know, I mean. I can go play a folk festival, or I've been on a bluegrass festivals. I've been on blues festivals, you know, different things. The whole idea of a jazz audience and just a jazz atmosphere, I like. I like that because I go way back to the, I guess, mid, you know, late 50s anyway. Of liking jazz, and that's been the music I've liked the best. I used to play drums, and I was playing in Dixieland and everything when I was about 14, and, you know, big band stuff later, and as a drummer, and I took up the guitar when I was about 20 and got interested in folk music and stuff, but, you know, being in Colorado and that atmosphere and everything, I like that too. So there's a lot of good things, you know. And I'm not sure if it's outdoors where we're playing, but I like that atmosphere too of playing out, you know, to the crowd, you know, like.
Yep.
So that's nice too. It's just a festival thing. It's usually pretty good feeling. So, you know, that would help.
So, wonderful. This has been Susan D. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Dan Hicks of Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. He's coming to town for the 34th annual Telluride Jazz Celebration, performing 4 o'clock on Friday, August 6th. Dan, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, it was a kick. Thank you, Susan.
You're very welcome.